Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is Mr. Media Interview, sponsored by the audiobook edition of Will Eisner, A Spirited Life, now available on iTunes and Audible.com, and recorded live from the new media capital of the world and home of Cheap Trick lead singer Robin Zander, Tampa Bay, Florida. So many rock bands, so little time. How do we ever choose among them? Seriously, I'm curious. How does one cut through all the noise and make a sonic impact on enough of us to make a living and more? That's one of the things I want to ask my guest today, two of the three men and one woman who make up a new Los Angeles-based band named Useless Keys. Now, Useless Keys got together last summer and created a bit of a sensation immediately in LA, earning a residency at the Echo Club that is sponsored by ASCAP and K-Rock. And they just released an EP, Is the Painting Changing, that you can download on Amazon.com or iTunes. So, G-Lynn, Rory, Michael, what? I got pulled away. Hang on, wait a minute. Welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us on.
My pleasure. Glad to have you here. The hesitation was, I was hoping that I would pronounce G-Lynn's name correctly, and I still don't know if I did. How did I do?
It's actually G-Lynn, but you did
G-Lynn.
Well.
G-Lynn.
Yeah.
G-Lynn. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
All right. Well, you got to learn somehow. So don't keep me in suspense. Is the painting changing?
I think it's just a metaphor for you to read into whatever you would like to read into it. I think, our music definitely can just be read in a number of ways. It's supposed to paint pictures in your mind. Hopefully it does that.
I was hoping maybe it'd be like the 70s and you put out a little EP that had kind of one of those funky covers like Elvis Costello did, I think, a couple times, and you'd look at it from a different angle and it would change, but okay.
Yeah, if you look at the out part, it was actually created by our friend David Klein. He's in a band from Portland called Billy Goat. Mm-hmm. They're an amazing band. They have stop-motion photography, and they play a soundtrack to a film, basically. He just is an incredible artist. We gave him no outline, really, for what to do with the album art. We just gave him our music, and he created this album art that I think is pretty amazing. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
I have not, no.
If you look at it on our MySpace page, you can see it. If you buy the EP on iTunes, you can look at it as well. And it's just an amazing piece of art in and of itself.
Now, am I right in saying that this is that you guys are a very recently formed band, right?
Yeah, I would say we've been kind of playing L.A. pretty hard for the last year. But, yeah, we are definitely a brand new, and I think we're trying to expand out of L.A. We've went to New York City in September. We've hit up San Francisco a couple times in the last year. And actually right now, since we have this EP just released, we're actually looking to obviously see more of America now that we have something to promote.
And had any of you played in a band together before?
No.
No, first time.
How did you get together? It's always interesting. As many bands as there's that many stories of how groups get together. How did you guys form?
Elon's going to field this one.
Well, the Michaels knew each other, and I think that I'll let Rory tell his story, but I actually randomly looked at Craigslist and saw their ad there and decided I would call them because they sounded cool. So, Craigslist for me, which is kind of unusual. Usually you just find creeps on Craigslist, but I lucked out. So.
So you were looking for plumbers. You found the plumbers. You, oh, there's a bunch of guys. I could play in this band.
Yeah, exactly.
It actually was one of the best Craigslist finds we've had in a while. Like, we couldn't ask for a better find than that. Pretty much, it started out originally. I'm from Boston, and I moved to LA like 3 years ago. And I started jamming around on a project with Michael Regilio, who's one of our guitar players, and that kind of fizzled out, and we weren't really happy with the way things were going. And he left to go on tour with a band called Great Northern for a little bit, and when he got back, he wanted to start a new band. And in that time he was on tour, he introduced me to Michael Bauer, the singer, who's obviously on the line right now, and we started hashing out some ideas. And then us three, when he got back from tour, started just jamming together, and obviously we were like, we need a bass player, and hence Craigslist, and I swear it was a perfect fit once Keelan came, and we all kind of just hunkered down, and I think we only played together for like a month until we played our first show at Spaceland.
Yeah, we practiced for a month, and we had our first show at Spaceland, and to be honest, it was June in 2008, and it was horrible. We didn't sound good at all. But
well, I don't think it was that bad, but it definitely sucked, I think.
You just got to go, and I was just talking about this with my dad, actually. It's like sometimes when you're on the boat, you just got to jump in the water, and, you know, eventually you'll learn how to swim. But our first show was, you know, not spectacular, but we practiced and we worked really hard, and I think we're definitely getting better.
How do you, I mean, you just get together, do you start out by looking for covers that everyone can agree on, and then do you start writing from there, or did you guys intend to write original material from the start?
I can answer that, I guess. We will talk about covers occasionally, but we've never been a band that ever wanted to play covers. I think all of us come from a very different background of musical tastes and ideas, and I think one of the things is we're so different in the way our musical tastes are. Obviously, when we're writing new material, I like to think that everyone kind of has their own little touch or color they add to the spectrum, which, I don't know, I think it makes it interesting. I like to consider that we kind of try to do something different, but I think all of us have such different backgrounds in music that when we all come together and write songs, we kind of just compromise, I guess.
And for people that we're going to play in the course of this interview, we're going to play a couple of songs. For people who obviously have not heard the band yet, who wants to be the one to say, hey, well, we sound a little like this and a little like that, or if you like this kind of music, you'll like this.
Heavy space rock.
Heavy space rock is like, I guess that's the label that we've enjoyed.
I just like alternative rock and the good old classic rock and roll, but I guess space rock is fine with me.
Yeah, I think if we've been called a lot of things,
and
my favorite thing to be called is heavy space rock.
All right. Well, let's do this. I've got two songs in front of me that we can play. I want to play them both at some point. I've got Down Through and White Noise. You guys pick. What do you want to talk about first? What do you want me to play first?
Let's do White Noise first.
All right. And anything we should know about this?
We usually close the set with this song, and actually Monday night when we played our residency, the ending is pretty heavy at our live shows, and our good buddy Michael Bauer on the line right now is a singer. He decided to toss his guitar and kick it over at the end, which, thank God, we're happy it works still, because I don't think we wanted to pony up another amp for our show next week.
It was an impulsive decision. I don't have the financial wherewithal to be doing things like that. And I had it's lucky that it works, because if I didn't have that, then I would be, having to sell my body this week or something. Somehow come up with a miracle $700.
Might have to be a three-piece instead of a four-piece.
Exactly. I might just have to sing. I suppose I'd do that okay.
Thank God for that. All right, folks, this is White Noise by Useless Keys, and we'll come back and talk about it in just a second.
We'll be right back.
right. That's a bit of heavy space rock called White Noise by a new L.A. band called Useless Keys. So, you know, I suspect that's not going to draw a lot of radio play, or is it?
It's a long song. I think if even our manager wants us to make a radio edit of it.
Mm.
So we'll see what happens there. It's a pretty long song, but I think that's probably the song that we've all kind of like gelled the best on. And I think definitely live, it's the response. We get the best response from that song, but whatever. There's a million different out there.
Got a very late 60s, early 70s kind of psychedelic, you know, Go Ask Alice kind of vibe to it, I thought.
Yeah. Go ahead, Elin.
No. I was just going to say that's one influence we all kind of agree on, the late 60s psychedelic stuff.
Yeah, without a doubt. I agree on that as well. Our next song, Down Through, has kind of been more of the song that Cat Corbett from K-Rock has been playing a lot, and that, I think, has a lot more of a 60s vibe. But I don't know. White Noise is definitely that song. It was very tough to record that song in the way. I mean, when we play it live, it was tough because when we play that song live, it is a long song, and I do think it kind of transcends a lot better playing that song live than opposed to on a radio or whatnot. But as I said, Down Through is the 3-minute single-esque song that I think is definitely going to be a lot more 60s, early 70s oriented.
Galen, you found these guys, you know, through Craigslist. Women are always very careful about the men that they meet these days through online things. Tell me about these guys.
they seemed harmless, so I was confident I wasn't going to get in a bad situation. But I have to admit, though, I knew one of the other Michael, who's not on the phone right now, I knew his former band, and so I knew it was people that I knew already, you know, so it wasn't like this completely unknown what's going to happen to me kind of thing, which I'm kind of paranoid, so I don't really get in those situations.
Really? Even Rory, the drummer, you know how drummers are, you didn't have to worry about him?
No.
They're always the wild card in any band, though, aren't they, the drummer?
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it's yeah,
no
I know.
No comment.
All right, Rory, let me come back to you then. I'll let you answer this. Personal chemistry, very important in, I think, in how well a band plays together, how it grows, and how long it lasts. What signs do you see that Useless Keys will be a lasting affair?
You know, I just think every time we write songs, I mean, I come from I grew up playing punk rock and in hardcore bands where I play fast, aggressive music, and pretty much everyone else in the band at some times, we have some softer songs, and we also have some real heavy songs, so I feel like the other members of the band kind of balance me out with their different backgrounds. It's kind of being like, hey, Rory, you got to hit the drums a little softer here so we can get the melody of this song instead of me trying to pretend like I'm John Bonham smashing my drums all the time. But I think it's very important whenever you're in a band to have members with different backgrounds. And as I covered before, I just think that everyone usually can bring something new to the table. And kind of when you put four different types of people in together to make one product, I think it'll come out original. And I think as far as me being a musician, I never really wanted to ever be in a cover band or a band that played other people's materials. I always kind of wanted to do something original that doesn't really sound like everything that's played on the dying radio, which is, as radio stations seem to be dropping off the face of Earth, playing the same 30 songs over and over and over again.
And Michael, let me ask you something. As the band has played out more often and has gotten familiar with each other and the audience, what's changed? Are there things that you guys have consciously adjusted since you began?
I think the biggest thing is just with doing anything in life, you get better at doing something that you do multiple times, and I think our confidence level has gone up. I think we just start to not really care as much about what other people think and just kind of do whatever satisfies us. You know, as you do something, you just do it in repetition, and then you get good at it. And we're not really cocky, but we just feel much more confident and much more happy to play our set for ourselves, as opposed to, you know, needing some sort of external pat on the back at the end of the show, you know. So it's good. It's just good to – anything in life is a matter of work, and we worked really hard. And the harder we work, the better we get, so – it's there. It's just like our confidence level's going up high.
As opposed to the better we work, the harder we get?
Exactly.
Right. Okay. okay. Let's play. Let's pass right over the host's dumb comment and go to. Let's play this other Useless Keys song, Down Through. Anyone want to set that one up a little bit?
Well, personally, this is one of my favorite songs. I think Guy Lin brings a lot with her distorted bass and vocals in the chorus. And this is, I don't know, I'd like to think out of our catalog, this song is could be used in a lot of commercials or whatnot. But I just think the chorus is amazing with Guy Lin's voice.
That's great. Look at Rory just like selling it to any music supervisors listening.
Yeah, I'm on my break right now, for Christ's sake.
What's happening here is you're not wasting any time. You're establishing what you are from the beginning and then just waiting for the price. Is that what we're saying?
Exactly.
Absolutely not. But this is one of our more marketable. As I said, this is the song that we get played on the radio. So obviously it has some commercial appeal.
Hey, you know the Ramones didn't make any money until they sold. Oh gosh, now I can't think of it.
Blitzkrieg Bop.
Blitzkrieg Bach to Budweiser. So, you know, I hope you guys are not starving as long as they were.
We've all got a menial job, so we're doing okay. I'm going to go serve people Vietnamese food later tonight. And that's how I will make enough money to pay my rent this month.
Oh, well, you know what? If you're going to do that, I would like a grilled pork and shrimp boon, please.
I'll make that happen.
Right, thank you. All right, folks, this is... this is Down Through by Useless Keys. Down Through by Useless Keys. That I can see why that song is getting airplay. I've played it a number of times today, getting ready to talk to you guys, and that's got great radio potential, there's no doubt.
Thank you. What do you think about it? Who would you say our influences are?
I was actually thinking that would fit in with if I was setting up a mix on my iTunes something, I'd probably drop that in with some Seattle bands from the 90s.
Yeah, I guess everybody says like 90s bands could definitely have some reference points there, I guess.
So you seem disappointed. Where would you put it?
I'm not disappointed at all. That's what I grew up on. I grew up on listening to alternative rock radio. So as I have gotten older, my listening tastes have expanded. But basically when I was 13 and 14, I was listening to Soundgarden and Nirvana. So
I take that as a very high compliment. As I said, I love 90s music, and I think the number of bands from the 90s, and we've been compared with placed with that comment before, and I'm totally fine with it.
Okay, I was thinking Alice in Chains, Stone Temple Pilots, Mother Love Bone, Nirvana, all that kind of stuff. I just thought that would fit in real nice with a set of that stuff. So I think that's the best I can offer, I think.
Thank you.
So what's next? The EP, and I should mention that is from the band's debut EP, The Painting is Changing. That just popped up on iTunes and Amazon and probably a few other places. What's next? What do you guys got planned in the coming months? Dead silence.
I'm waiting to see who's going to take the ball with this one.
Keelan is.
After residency, we're going to try to tour up and down the coast, go to South by Southwest, and maybe get out of L.A. a little bit and record some more stuff. Basically, that's the plan right now, I think.
Yeah, to me, being in a band has always been about one thing, and that is world domination. Somehow taking over the entire world.
Sarah, listen. Go ahead. Go ahead, Gielin.
No, I'm from France, so I want to take over France personally. That's my goal.
Yeah, and I guess I'm kind of more of a show-by-show type guy. No, I'm just kidding. I think we've been playing L.A. a lot. We got this residency at the Echo going on. We had a great show on Monday with War Paint and this band called Spirit Vine, and we're looking to finish that out. And then once we're done playing LA for the month of February, we're definitely gonna go out of state and I don't know, take it by then. I mean, obviously, the way music is today, I think I hope more people go to shows because no one's really buying albums, and I think it's very important in a band to play out live as much as you can, anywhere, any place, at any time.
Plus, we'll be writing more music and recording more music soon too. Right. We already have new songs. We just are just waiting for some money to record them.
Keep those tips coming, folks. Folks, listen, you can purchase and download Useless Keys' debut EP, Is the Painting Changing, on iTunes and Amazon.com, and you can follow their adventures on MySpace at www.myspace.com/UselessKeys. That's Useless, U-S-E-L-E-S-S, and then Keys, K-E-Y-S. Elin, Rory, Michael, and please tell Michael hello. Thank you guys so much for joining us in Mr. Media today, and good luck. I hope we'll be hearing a lot more from you.
Hey, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Bob. We really appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
And folks, for more great musician and music-related interviews, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my lost tape conversations with John Denver and Gene Simmons of Kiss, and many more. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman or facebook.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day and come spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.